We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano program. If you're up there in media, say hello to Dave, the guy that just calls it. If you have a pulse, you heard his rationalization of what his sign says, no place for hate. Do we have a hater on board? I'll add that. Wally Zimmelong is a major local attorney. I think the first time we had him on, but I know about him before that. If I'm right, I didn't go back and look it up, but remember the Pelosi family who become friends of the show. Their daughter was over at a local Philadelphia school where we showed up to protest in her side. They were allowed way back in 2012 to have a dress-up day on Fridays, including wearing a political shirt. She wore one from Romney. The teacher went after her, you may remember, and a security guard, as I remember, mocking her, all kinds of problems. Wally was the attorney associated around that. He emailed me this morning, headline at Fox 29, illegal immigrant accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. You've heard about this soccer coach accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Federal authorities told Fox 29 that he's in the country illegally. Now, Wally emailed me because until Fox 29 got toward that, he contacted members of the media and asked them, hey, have they checked on this guy? Now, his name is Francesco Prado Contreras. Is it wrong to check on him? I'll ask Wally why he did it. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wally, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, right. I can see how you're going to get the immediate backlash.
That, right.
Oh, this guy's a racist. He saw a Latino name and ultimately jumped to conclusions that this gentleman was here illegally. Well, it's actually much more than that. You know, as Ann Coulter likes to use her dark humor and says that whenever there's an illegal that is caught committing a crime, the media conveniently refers to that person as a man or a person and provides no biographical data whatsoever. I can't think of any other person that would be accused of raping and impregnating a 14-year-old girl in the southeastern Pennsylvania, where the local media wouldn't be all over it. They would be interviewing his friends, they would be interviewing his neighbors, they would be interviewing his coworkers to find out who this person was and how did this happen and who did it. And of course, in this situation, the initial headline that was broke by Philly.com just simply said, South Philadelphia man or soccer coach accused of raping a 14-year-old. And when you looked at the story, it was very suspicious. There was no biographical data on the gentleman at all. The reporter or journalist made no effort to provide that to their readers. I mean, I lived in South Philadelphia for 15 years, just blocks from where this gentleman was coaching soccer. I think that would be pertinent information for people in South Philadelphia to know who was this person and what was his role in the community. And that information was completely absent from the article. And there was also, when you see somebody that's living alone, and the article said he was found in his apartment above a store on South Street and was living alone, that was suspicious as well. And yes, of course, his last name being what it was led me to just ask the reporter, hey, what's this guy's immigration status? And the response I got back was, I don't know. And I was a little befuddled by that. I thought, well, don't you think that's something you'd want to ask? But of course, many in the mainstream media don't want to ask that question because they are in support of Mayor Kenney's lawless sanctuary city policy.
Or they're afraid they'll be vilified if they do, because a guy like Stu Bykofsky does ask that, and they're killing him here. locally, he's about the only one other than talk radio. You're right, Wally. And if we can't ask that, where's the reporting then? You're right. Just a man, some guy. Now move on here. Now, you also make mention of the fact this was a city-sponsored youth soccer program.
That's correct. I mean, this, I think, is potentially a bigger issue in some ways, is that if the reporting is true and accurate, this person, Mr. Prado Contreras, was in charge of youth soccer at Capitillo Playground. And for your listeners, to give that location some sense, that's the playground directly across from Geno's and Pat's State.
Yes, Capitola, yeah.
Capitola Playground. And he was in charge of ostensibly a city-sponsored youth soccer program. And this person was someone that had already been deported once and got back into the country, came back to Philadelphia, I think for obvious reasons, and then was placed in charge of a youth soccer program. How did that happen? And what state and federal laws may have been violated to place Mr. Prado Contreras in that position, working with young and vulnerable children?
Yeah, how would he pass the background check? I mean, how would that happen if he's here illegally?
I don't know how he would have passed the background check, a background check that, as far as I know, is required by anybody in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that's working with
young people. No, absolutely. No, and then if it's city-sponsored, definitely, well, that's, you know, all the red tape and all the stuff. That's why a lot of people end up not doing it, because it's cumbersome at best. And here, this guy apparently just blows through it and is able to do that on a regular basis.
That's what it appears.
Yeah, it does to me, too. So, yeah, kudos to Fox 29. Did you tell them, or they just did this on their own?
No, they just did this on their own. The article on the web is good. There's a link to a news story that appeared apparently on a 5 p.m. show. It was excellent as well. And what I, you know, this goes to the outrage that you may get that this is a racist attack on this guy. I urge people to go to the Fox 29 story and watch the news program, because the reporter interviews folks of all different backgrounds. In fact, there's one gentleman, I can only assume he's an immigrant because of his accent, and he's on there saying he's outraged. How could this happen? This is something that nobody, I think, can actually stand here and support and say, oh, this is okay. What happened here is a mistake, and Wally and folks like Dom are the bad guys here because they're racists. But what this guy did, it's just, you know, an isolated incident, which is not.
Absolutely. So, Wally, what are you doing these days? What kind of law you practice? After the Pelosi case, that was one of the all. That's in my top 10 list here on talk radio over the years.
You know, that's in my top 10 list as well as cases that I've handled. It was great to really bring justice to that family and big justice to the First Amendment. You know, Dom, I've continued trying to bring justice to my clients in litigation matters. I've fortunately been able to, on occasion, bring justice to my clients who have been wronged by the government. And I had the case against Councilman Kenyatta Johnson just about a year ago, on behalf of my client, the developer Ori Feibusch, the First Amendment retaliation case. That was a wonderful victory, a vindication for Mr. Feibusch's First Amendment.
Hey, if you're
rights.
Representing Mr. Feibusch, and people, listeners, I think, know what I'm talking about, maybe a fire suit is needed now with the arson down there. Yeah,
that's just horrible. That, you know, Mr.
Yeah.
Feibusch, unfortunately, was back in the news for doing nothing but trying to create jobs and inject capital into communities that have long lacked.
Yeah.
Capital and improvement.
Well, I didn't know that because I do want to get him back on. Maybe you can put in the good word. I know he's been inundated, Wally, that he's got quite a story to tell.
He absolutely does, and he's a person that's doing a terrific doing terrific things for long suffering communities in the city of Philadelphia, and unfortunately, it seems like the city of Philadelphia often wants to make it harder for people like Mr. Feibusch and others like him.
Well, Wally, thank you. Thanks for calling this to our attention. To be continued. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.